Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What you want, baby, I got. It's the Queen of Soul back there, Miss Aretha. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Look for my new book, The Age of the Customer. That's ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Kuska is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. More than 7 years he's been hanging out with us. President of the Fusion Factor, thefusionfactor.com. Right, Bob?
That's right, Jim.
And the new book is called The Higher Ground. That is the new one, right? The Higher Ground?
Yep, and you can get it by going to thehigherground.net.
All right, thehigherground.net, that way you can find his book. I recommend it to you folks. I helped him birth this book. We talked about it the whole time he was writing it, and I promise you it's a good one. An Insider's Guide to Finding a Career. Bob, thanks for being here. We're talking about teams, how to create high functioning, happy, productive, effective, and teams. You know, a couple of things that I was thinking about when you were, as we wrapped up the last segment, you brought up the concept of celebrating. And the reason I think that's such a great idea is I talk about celebrating milestones on the show all the time. I encourage small business owners to celebrate their milestones, their 1 year anniversary since they've been in business, or a 2 year anniversary since they moved, or whatever the milestone may be. But a team can have its own milestone and that they celebrate, but I think a team inside of a company should be part of celebrating the overall team, the overall company milestones. What do you think?
That's right, Jim. And you know, you can do this in both formal ways, like celebrating an anniversary or an event or hitting a goal, and you can do it in informal ways. I mean, for many years, Gillette had softball teams and company picnics.
Mm-hmm.
And you may laugh at those and say, well, that's kind of old-fashioned.
Wonderful.
But you know what? They brought people together,
mm-hmm.
and they were all from the same company, and they brought their wives and spouses and children, and they celebrated together.
Do companies do that anymore?
Actually, Gillette still does. I get invited to the company picnic once a year as a retiree.
Good, but I fear a lot of companies don't do that anymore, and I tell you, I think it's a loss when they don't.
No, you're right. You know, companies have moved away from that for the reasons of cost and expense and time.
And liability.
In liability,
thank you, lawyers. So what are some other team-building suggestions that you got for us? What are some other examples of teams that you've been on?
Other examples of team I've been on. Well, one of the things that you can do is do an off-season event. So if the team is really busy at tax time, you're
mm-hmm.
not going to celebrate at tax time, but later on in the year, say, I'm taking you all out and we're going to go go-kart racing, or we're going to
mm-hmm.
go on a boat. We're going to do something together as a team. Other things that you can do, Jim, very, very simple, is recognize individuals. I want to recognize Jim today for going out of the way when he didn't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to measure team output, Jim. You can't just say, I think everything's fine.
Right.
You got to ask. You got to survey. Ask your customers.
You got to measure and account. You got to account for what's been done too, don't you?
That's right.
Because a team,
what the service or product is.
A team isn't there just to be a team. A team's there to make something happen.
That's right. If we're not making money, we don't need people.
That's right. Well, you talked about not celebrating taxes, and I hear you, and I sure fear you, but you might want to say, you know what? Somebody says, why are you celebrating tax time? Well, you know what? It's a blessing that we got. If we're paying taxes, that means we made a profit, right?
That's right. That's right.
That's one way to think about
it. Yep. The other thing you have to do for your team, Jim, is eliminate hazards. Okay, and hazards could be physical. You know, you could say,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've got some equipment. We've got holes in the parking lot, things that get in the way, and you know, people will grouse about little things, and they'll let them become big things. So don't let that get in the way.
Mm-hmm. All right. What are some other things?
Well, I want to give you an example of that highly functional team I talked about a little
mm-hmm.
bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we hit a bump in the road. We had a new member appointed to the team after we had been together for 2 years, and he didn't get along with
us. Now, is this the political team?
This was the work environment.
Oh, the work environment. Okay, Gillette. Okay. Oh, at Gillette, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and this individual was a smart individual. He was a good person, but he was a contrarian. Every time the team wanted to do something, he was always against it. And I was the team leader. I had to pull him aside and say, you know, you got to work with people. And I actually set up individual meetings for him to try to work out his differences.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, Jim, I removed him from the team.
Ah.
And that wasn't very popular with other people.
He couldn't learn. He couldn't learn, could he?
He could not learn. But you know what? Years later, he told me it was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he thanked me for how I did it.
Very interesting. Now, that's a really important point about having the courage to discipline people when they need to be disciplined. It's not good. I mean, it's not fun. It's not easy to do. Nobody likes to do it. But that's happened to me on both sides of the desk, Bob.
I've been
jacked up, and I've been the one doing the jacking up, and on both cases it was the right thing to do, and somebody came back to me on both sides of the desk, and I said thank you, and I received a thank you, just like you said.
Yeah, and when you don't do it, Jim, it comes back to haunt you.
Don't be courageous enough and care enough about people to straighten them out when they need to be, right?
Right, absolutely.
TheFusionFactor.com, right, Bob?
That's it, Jim.
Hey, Bob, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Take care.
See you next time. Bob Kustka, Kustka. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.